is not... like the K-pop star. The whatever, the kid ghost or whatever would go to her bed. And then she would be like, I know, and speak in Spanish.
And you're much more attractive than I am.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You're very pretty.
Hi, guys. This is Crazy Grace. And, of course, you guys know Alex. And today we have also a special guest from Enjoy the Podcast.
Yes,
hey, guys. I was going to try to say it in Korean, and I just I
Do you remember
down.
Hello?
I shut down so bad. I just froze. I got so nervous. I know how you feel now. Anyo.
Yeah.
Anyo. Oh gosh, that was scary.
All right, so, well, what could you guys like introduce yourself, like, yeah, what do you guys do?
So I am Jared Brady, a musician. I also am one third of Enjoy the Podcast, and yeah, we talk about everything, relationships, music, life,
love.
Awesome.
The pursuit of happiness. I'm Los. I'm also one third of the podcast, and I work in music, which is how I know these two lovely individuals here.
Okay, so this is my first time ever doing these kind of podcasts, so if I'm a little bit awkward, I'm sorry. But there's two topics I really want to talk about today. Number one was, how do you guys make money in this COVID time?
Ooh.
Is really what a lot of people want to know. Depressing. Like, individually.
Sell blood. No.
And by music, do you make money from music?
Mm.
Yeah. So when the COVID era hit, it was very hard for me because I was just about to go on tour.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Los and I were just about to go on
Wait,
tour.
Wait, so like singing tour?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
We were just about to go on tour for a music tour.
First tour.
Wow.
A lot of cities that I've never been to. And it was literally, our first show was on the 22nd.
Yep.
And I think the lockdown happened on the 20th.
Yeah.
And we were getting ready. We're like talking to Live Nation, like, what's happening? What's going to happen? And then they just hit us like, it's not happening.
They're like, yep, can't do
Crazy.
Nothing.
No.
Yeah. And yeah. So it was a hard hit trying to figure it out. But what I will say is that it allowed me to sit back and really connect with the people who were going to come out and support. And I just figured out how to give back to them and just do as much content. And actually, that's how the podcast was born.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we made money through us connecting with the fans.
Wow.
That was the only way we could have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, wait, yeah. we started it after the lockdown happened?
Yeah.
Why did I think it was? Dang. Wow, you're right. It was.
It's been 2 years.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Man, time goes by so fast when you can't do anything at all.
Yeah.
Terrible.
How did you guys adjust to the pandemic?
For me, YouTube. And a lot of like sponsorships through YouTube. So I've been like, that's really saved me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess through the first like year of lockdown, I really wasn't like focusing on making money. I was just writing my book. And then I actually ended up leveraging that a bit. And I actually ended up getting paid on some deals that pertain to that.
Hey,
so, hey.
There you go.
What was your book about?
It's actually about being the first non-Asian black K-pop idol. And yeah, there's just all sorts of fun.
Copy?
No, it's not
it.
Out. I'm not done.
Oh.
It's not done.
Oh.
I'm like halfway through the second draft.
Okay.
I was just telling her, who knows, like when I first started it, I thought I could gauge like, oh, I'll be done in a year. And
yeah.
Then
yeah.
It's like,
the
no.
More you get into it, the longer
it's
Yeah,
take. It's just, yeah. But at least, you know, I'm on the second draft. So,
yeah.
And I'm writing it all by myself. It's not like it's not a buddy project.
Yeah.
So
gotcha.
It's just kind of like, I have to stick to it. And
yeah.
So
I actually had an increase in business on mixing when
nice.
It all happened, because I think people, for one, they were getting the stimulus check. Yeah. So I feel like a lot of people just had like some extra money. And then you couldn't do anything, so you're stuck at home. If you had any inkling to try music before, now is like the perfect opportunity.
That's
so I've
true.
Actually seen a decrease in business since they ended the stimulus checks, as far as random people. I still have my regulars, but the new clients that I was getting has probably dropped down probably like by half since
wow.
they ended the stimulus checks. So
wow.
It was interesting to see just how many people were trying music that probably shouldn't have. But thank you. I like the money, so
anyone like
you.
Blow up that you did?
No, not with these. Mainly because this is I do a lot of work off this website called Sound Better.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like random. It's a lot of just at home, just I'm bored. I want to see if I can get this to sound not terrible. So, yeah. No, none of them are probably going to blow up. No, unfortunately.
Who knows? Maybe they might blow on TikTok. No, yeah, your song? Something, yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, but I work with some guys that are very talented. I've worked with, you know, Jared here. I've worked with Alex, who's mm-hmm. both of these individuals are, I think, rising stocks, I would say. Earl St. Clair, another cat that, you know, is just, I've seen both, all three of them just constantly, you know, rise in stature. And I'd say even like skill since I've known them. So they'll blow up.
I just had a random question.
Yeah. I like random questions.
When we were talking about K-pop, you know, I said like, we can't date, we can't show, but for you guys as Americans, how do you feel about like showcasing your private life, you know, as a musician? I mean, would it be okay?
I hate that so much. No, like I cannot, like the internet I feel is all about kind of like being open and just even your everyday life, and it's like I feel really weird about it. I don't know. I try, like I usually tell myself, okay, I'm gonna push myself to be more open. Like I recently opened up about like my lupus and like just my general illness, and it was so hard for me. Like it was, I felt so embarrassed, and I was having anxiety from it for like days. And I you might notice I never posted after that. I was like, wow, I need a break. So yeah, for me, yeah.
I say we kind of, that's our bread and butter, and like I've had to fight through it a lot, and he'd probably tell you that as well. But I mean, I'm not super comfortable, you know, bearing all, and that's what our audience likes. So
bear all, Los.
They want to see it all.
Yeah, I think for me, it took me a while because I was very private early on in my journey, I guess, when I was on social media. And then I switched and I started sharing a lot more, and it like skyrocketed my entire experience on social media. But now where I'm at is I'm kind of done showcasing my relationship. I'm kind of over it, because what ends up happening is like when you showcase your relationship, one, what you're doing is you're allowing people to look into your life and put on their own perception on your relationship, which is okay, but sometimes it's bad because it goes either way. They're either going to idolize you, and let's be honest, on social media, you rarely show the bad times, right? So they're seeing all of these good moments and these wonderful experiences, or they're going to look at your relationship and psychoanalyze it. And they're going to like start implementing problems that start creeping up into your real life. And it gets exhausting because you have your family, friends inputting on your relationship. And now you have this sea of people who don't actually know you judging you off of your relationship.
And hopefully that's all they do is input. Because, I mean, we've seen on social media where, you know, accounts like those big stan accounts will literally create like Photoshop DMs. And so they did it with ASAP Rocky and Rihanna recently. I think I saw something online about that. Where
they
would Photoshop DMs between ASAP Rocky and like a different model that he literally never had the conversation. But they would just put that out there just to try to sabotage a relationship.
Wow. Yeah, people have time on their hands. I don't like that either. Like, I just feel like when you put out your personal stuff, it just opens you up to like all sorts of just nonsense.
Yeah.
And it's like, who needs that extra? Like, who needs the extra stress? Like, life is hard enough as it is.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. I don't know which way is good or bad. You know, I don't know. I don't even
know how open I really, how open would you say I am with
off of your relationships? I would say.
I don't talk about those. I would say zero.
I would say you kind of keep that close to your chest.
I play that closest. Yeah. But other stuff, I'm pretty open with.
Yeah, yeah. You're open about everything else.
Yep.
But as far as your relationships, I think you keep that close to your chest. I mean, you talk about past relationships, but you don't really talk about like current.
Can I ask why?
Yeah.
It's just interesting.
It's none of their business.
That's it?
No,
NYOB.
I don't know why. I just don't feel comfortable talking about my relationships on camera. Okay. I don't know why that is.
It's because it's people, like, it's what you said, I think. Like, people who don't know you, they're only going to get a little glimpse.
Yeah.
And it's like, for some reason, I feel like people are very eager to think they know things they don't know, or like to want to judge something. And it's like, I wish people would calm down. It's like, you know, you don't have to have an opinion on everything. You really don't. Like, just because somebody is putting themselves out there, they're not asking you to like tell them what's wrong with their relationship or wrong with their life. They're just putting it out there. But the way it's perceived, people want to have input.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's not a fair sample size. You're not seeing the whole relationship. And now you're telling me what I'm doing wrong. And it's like, okay, things, but you don't know. So you need to.
Yeah. And I think it goes both ways too. Yeah. Cause we're thinking about it from, you know, when we read these comments, we're thinking about it from like person that you love and trust saying this to you.
Yeah.
When they don't really know you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And both good and bad. When they're praising you and they're like, you're the greatest thing ever. Yeah. You're like, I can't really receive that because you don't actually really know me.
I think that's why I struggle with, like, our listeners will, you know, shoot their shots on our lives or like little compliment.
And
I
love
I do
he is
not
like the K-pop star. Enjoy.
No,
yes,
no,
you are,
no,
bro.
No,
the star.
see, even right now, I'm not great at receiving compliments, but even more so, like, when you're trying to like get at me on some relationship or like let's go out or something, it makes me like almost like
cringe.
I'm physically uncomfortable by it. I'm just like. No, like I don't. And then as far as like a relationship and talking about that on camera, I think part of it too is that it's like my relationship with this one person. I don't want all you people in it at all. Like I don't even, I don't care what you think. Like I don't just no. That's one thing I do not have any respect for somebody else's opinion on. Like this is something that I have to deal with on my own. You are not. It's like golf. You're not going to hit the shot for me. Right. I have to do this.
Right.
So you would fit into the K-pop world if you were.
Perfect.
I guess I would. Set me up with an audition real quick. What's happening? Let's go. K-pop me. I'm ready. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Sign me to a company. I'm ready for my training.
Your training.
So I can debut.
Yes.
Can you sing?
Oh, boy.
Rap.
There's a reason that I do the engineering. In the I could carry a tune if I had to.
You could.
This was like some Squid Game situation. They're like, like
you
need
to
sing.
Yeah.
Sing or die. I was like,
it was beautiful.
Squid Games, wow. Did you guys watched it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Wow.
I was up on it early, though. I'm not going to lie.
I watched it before it was on Netflix, actually.
No, I did not. I saw it like the day they uploaded it. You started
me too.
It. And action. I didn't know it was gonna be popping.
Mm.
I didn't know it was like this thing. So I started watching it. Actually, you were walked in.
The day that you were. Remember? That was the first. Yo, I walked in on the first episode when they were. Spoiler
like,
alert! If you haven't
this?
Watched this, you're also crazy. But spoiler alert! I said it when they were shooting them in the field or whatever. They were playing red light, green light.
Yeah.
That's what I walked in on. I was like, what?
What is this?
I just thought it was like another, because my whole Netflix algorithm is like K-dramas. Like, it's all Korean. So I did not know that it was like this huge thing. And I think I was not early. I think I was late. I just didn't know that it was already huge.
Yeah.
And I just thought like, oh, yeah. And then my friend started saying like, oh, have you seen Squid Games? I'm like, have you seen Squid Games? Like, what do you mean?
Is
you
it,
watch K-dramas
is
now?
Is it huge in Korea? Like, as
oh,
big
yeah.
as what? Okay, so it wasn't just us going crazy.
No, like the whole world.
And yeah, the whole world.
But I got to watch it again. Because I heard that if you watch it with subtitles instead of it being dubbed.
Oh, that's how I watched it.
You watched it dubbed?
You watched it dubbed?
No.
I didn't know. Never watch any foreign films dubbed. Always have to watch the subtitles.
I didn't know there was.
He didn't
it's
know.
So bad. It's
and it,
so
I didn't get
bad.
To choose. And when I clicked it,
oh,
it was already
no.
dubbed. I don't
wow.
know.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, when I clicked it, it was. I didn't
it's
choose
so
it.
It's so bad. I don't watch any foreign
it
films dubbed.
Yeah.
It's okay. especially
and the
films from
was,
Asian countries.
Tim watched
like
it
Japanese
dubbed
movies.
Too.
No, Korean
I
stuff.
Roasted him for it.
It's so bad.
Really?
Yeah, no, they completely, the voice actors just completely robbed the real actors of their performance. It's like, it is actually, if you even just watch it for 5 seconds, if you flip between the two.
Did you do that?
Well, no, I did it just to have
to
a laugh because I knew, because I knew from listening to him watch it, I was like, oh, this is going to be way better. I was like, oh, this is awful. Like, you flip the two of them, it is just, oh, yeah, you don't want to play that game. It's dangerous. Like,
they weren't good. I can't see
the glass. Like, bro, like, this isn't, no. And you watch it in Korean, and they're actually, like,
acting.
Like, really acting. And they're actually, like, you can tell that all these actors are fire.
Well, I could tell from just their facial expressions when I was watching it. I was like, watch it again. I said, I will watch it again.
You're gonna come away from it like, yo, it was even better.
Yeah, we're gonna leave him alone. He admits that he needs to watch it again.
Yes.
But this is just general. This is for people in general. Anytime you watch a foreign film, always watch it with the subtitles. It's so much better.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Now he knows.
I know.
Bad boy.
I want to hear you guys' ghost stories. Or a weird, ghost. Unexplainable story.
Oh.
Ghost, like somebody just disappeared, or ghost, like the paranormal.
I've been ghosted.
Which ghost are we talking about?
Not human, not relationship ghost.
Okay.
Paranormal. Poof. Yeah.
Okay, I got one.
Mm.
I was 10 years old at the time. And my family, so I'm black and Native American, a little bit white, but I don't know them, but I'm black and Native American, and my Native side lives in Arizona. And my grandma, my great-grandma, she lived in this, like, this house that was, like, clay. Like, I mean, it was a house, but it was clay. Like, I saw cracks in the walls, like, it was clay.
It's kind of fire, though.
And so I was sleeping there, and the way this house was set up, it was like a circle. Like, so...
Is it like native design? Thank you. Is it native architecture?
No, I mean, maybe. It wasn't, like, on the reservation or anything. Oh, okay. But so it was in a neighborhood, and the way that the house was set up was... If you enter in and you go through a door, you can go to that door, and that leads to the bathroom, and then that door opens up to the other door, and you go to the kitchen, and then the kitchen opens over to the dining room, and then the dining room opens up to the living room, and it's a circle.
So you have to walk through the entire
house. No, you can go either way.
But either way, you have to go through. You can't cut across.
No, you can't cut across. So you got to go around.
Something kind of ritualistic about this house.
It's like a metaphor.
I'm sleeping on the couch, and... My grandma was sleeping in her room, which is on the other side of it, like in the diagonal on the other side.
Gotcha.
And so
she went left, you went right.
No, I mean, it's the night. I don't know which way she went. She could have went the other way. She could have went this way. Don't know. But at night, I'm sleeping on the couch.
She's scared. That's why he's asking.
I'm sorry. Yeah, but paint the picture for me so I know which way I'm running when we go.
So I'm sleeping on the couch, and I'm hearing like footsteps run through the circle.
Oh, here we go.
But they're not like heavy. They're like kid footsteps.
Oh,
like,
even worse.
Like patters. Like running around. And so I like wake up and I got my trying to figure out, and I hear it very clearly now. I thought I was sleeping. And then I go into like my grandma's room, and while the running would go and stop. And it go and stop. And then go and stop. And when I got to my grandma's room, every time the running would stop, it was like the kid ghost or whatever would go to her bed, and then she would be like, I know, and speak in Spanish to whatever was coming and stopping at the kid or at her bed.
She was sleeping.
See, you're getting scared now. I'm getting scared.
But so,
I love this.
So she was sleeping, but like half asleep. Like so, it was almost like whatever ghost would run around a circle, stop at the bed. Like tried to talk to her, and then she would talk back in Spanish and say like, I know, and then it would run, and it would stop, and then she would say some more things to it, and then run, and then stop, and then I woke up my grandma like, what's happening right now? Like, what are you doing? And it was like, oh, that's the ghost that runs. And
wait, so
she said that
it's your grandma that I
know, and like her mom.
Oh, I was about to say, man, hold on, now I'm really freaked out.
her mom. and so yeah, that's the ending. I never
wait.
Slept
so
there
hold
again.
On. That so that means that like she was hearing the pitter patter.
She was hearing it as well,
and she was talking out loud to the ghost. So you heard the pitter patter.
Yeah,
she heard the pitter patter.
Yes.
So who I'm is done. This person?
I have no idea.
That she says.
I don't know.
She didn't tell you who it was.
No, she just said that was the ghost.
It was just the.
But if she knew it.
Yeah, like, I think she may have told me who it was. But
you were so young.
I was so young. I can't remember.
You were going over the details, and you're just like, "There's a freaking ghost."
Yeah, and I was like, "I'm not sleeping there again."
Yeah,
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess it's also terrifying. Crazy.
Right. I'm like, she just loves
I just love these stories. I'm just not scared.
What would you do if you encounter? Have you encountered a ghost?
I did, but I was super young. Oh, okay. I was like 6-7 years old. I was in Korea and I was sleeping in my room, and then my dad slept in the living room. I got so hot since it was summer, so I was like peeking out to try to go to him, and I saw this shadow of a woman in the window. And then when she saw that I saw her, she turned around and started walking towards me. I was fully awake. And I was like, what the fuck?
Did you scream or?
No, I thought I was like hallucinating. I was crazy. And then I just like pulled the covers and just tried to go back to sleep. But that I was fully awake.
That is terrifying.
But why did she walk towards you? Why didn't she go away?
Because she noticed that I was looking at her. She noticed that.
She needs to leave.
Yeah, why but are you
Get out.
It wasn't a, looking back now, I think it could have been my future self or like my own higher self.
Yeah.
Looking at me.
Wow,
Grace. I know it's trippy, but
it is terrifying but cool at the same time. Yeah. If it was your
higher self. Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Maybe she was coming to give you a hug.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe she was coming to strangle you.
Yeah. You're going to go through a lot. Maybe. But you'll be okay. It was like
Like looking back now.
That would be cool, though. Mm-hmm. That would be
a nice story.
I don't want to tell mine after y'all's. Y'all's was really good. Mine's not good.
I don't have a good one either.
Mine is not good at all.
We'll just say it.
So me and my buddies, this is back in Virginia. We were driving. We're in some little backwoods area that has been known to have ghost sightings, and they say it's like Civil War veterans or ghosts, whatever they're called. This is a bad story. I don't want to tell we were just sitting there parked in the road smoking, and we saw a ghost run across the street.
You guys are high.
No, we saw the ghost.
Wait, explain though. How'd you know it was a ghost?
So it was wearing Civil War garb.
Oh wow.
Okay.
This is so funny.
It had a Confederate cap on.
It was a unmistakable. Confederate ghost.
It was a rebel. It was a Confederate.
It was a rebel.
It was a rebel.
I don't know how you turned this ghost story to a comedy.
I told you it wasn't a good story.
Both of you guys were telling him, we're like, and then Lo started.
Because mine didn't do anything. Mine was just like literally like just ran across.
You didn't interact with it.
No, he was just like.
He didn't interact with us.
He did not interact with us. He was just ran across the road, and we were all like, what the f- was
he
that?
He was training for a marathon.
He was running. I bet if we had stayed longer, we would have seen Union soldiers following.
Wow.
But we didn't. We got the hell out of there because we were like, all right, we saw a ghost. We're leaving.
Okay. Yeah. But all three
we
of
weren't
you saw
high.
It?
But did it look like translucent or like a person?
It looked like a semi-translucent cloud.
Oh.
It didn't, like, you couldn't see through it, but you could, like.
But you could see the Confederate.
Right, but that hat was opaque.
It was all gray. Opaque. It was shades of gray.
Wow. And you all saw it.
You could tell what it was, yeah. For sure. Because okay. It was, like, the hat was, like, darker and such. Shut up. It was wearing the hat.
Sorry.
You know what? You're not allowed to tell your ghost story.
I don't even have one.
Well, then you can't laugh at mine.
I always felt like me and you look alike.
You've always said this.
I've always said that.
Really? Yeah. I could, for serious. For real?
For serious. Do you see it a little bit?
I don't see it.
I always said that she's much better looking than me.
And I always said you have a much better body than I do.
Which is the weirdest thing for me to hear you say to this day.
Yeah, right? Siblings. Like, we could be related.
I see, like, that maybe cousins. Yeah.
Cousins?
I don't know about siblings.
Oh.
Yeah. Again, you're much more attractive than I am.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sometimes the sibling is more attractive than the other.
I think it would be better. You're better off having hotter cousins than you are having a hotter brother or sister.
I
don't want to think about that.
This is weird.
You know what I'm saying? Because this is why. And here's why. If they're your cousins, people aren't going to see you around them all the time. So they're not going to like, oh, you're the ugly one. Whereas if it's like your sister or your brother and they're always next to you, then you just have a constant, you know, reminder to the world that you're not the attractive
one. Because we took that somewhere else in our own heads, and that's not what he was talking about.
Yeah,
you guys are sick.
Sorry about that.
Okay?
That was us, okay.
Mine's out of the gutter, please.
I did scare some, not me, a friend of mine scared someone really bad in high school. This was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was, I think junior year. And my friend we were all at his house, and
why is she laughing? I have the giggles.
One of our other friends is on the way to the house.
Okay.
While he was on the way, we were all like, we gotta scare him. And I was like, we had this scary mask that had like these dreadlocks, and like it was like one of the predator, but like even scarier.
Jesus.
And so I was like, all right, everybody hide. Only have Jordan here. So we all hid in the house.
How many masks do we have?
One mask.
Okay.
One mask. So he comes over. Him and his friend are like, you know, hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
We get my friend's keys. My other friend put on the mask, went in the trunk of his car, closed the car. He's in the trunk now. We put the keys back.
This is already scary.
This feels like it's gonna go really bad.
Yeah.
So now, you know, my friend.
So now you have a friend in the trunk.
Yeah.
And the others are hiding.
No. Oh, everybody's hanging out.
Okay.
They're distracting the guy who.
Okay.
While mystery trunk friend is in the.
Yeah. Okay.
And so we're doing there. I act like I just showed up. Now we're all hanging out.
Oh, hey, guys.
We hung out for a while. So my friend was in the trunk.
Y'all left him in the trunk. Oh, he was committed.
No, he was committed. He was in the trunk for a long time.
Are we talking hours?
We're talking hours.
All right. Wow. Once you finish this story,
scary.
I have some input for you, but please.
Okay. Yeah. We're talking hours. So my friend, he gets ready. He gets ready to go. He gets in his car. He starts driving away. We are conveniently falling behind, like secretly, so we can see the scare happen.
Oh my God.
He gets to his house. He gets out of the car, starts walking to his door. He opens the trunk. And it opens up. My friend notices that the trunk opens, and he's like, "Oh, the trunk's open. That's weird." So he starts walking over. As he gets to the, trunk to open it, my friend pops out, mask, and then just runs down the street. Because I don't know if you know what to do at that point. He runs down the street. The sound my friend made when that guy popped out of his trunk. It was like, hur, hur. Like, it was the craziest sound. It wasn't even a full scream. Like, he was so scared.
He couldn't even make the right noise.
He couldn't make the right scream. And so then that happens. We pick up my friend. We're all like laughing. We took this to the grave. This friend does not know that it was us at this point.
Wait, so he thinks that it was like a random predator thing?
They went to the police.
Wow.
No.
There was a wanted thing of a scary looking person, and it was called, like, they called him something, and it was like running around in our hometown.
Oh, like, my
it was like
gosh.
A documented situation.
This is such an epic scare. This is like the best scare amazing. That could have ever happened.
Yeah,
I thought there was gonna be a car accident. I'm really glad there wasn't.
Oh. Jeez,
I thought the kid was gonna like jump out the trunk, like while he was like knock the seat down or something, just like come crawling out. Just come crawling from the back seat.
That would have been good
too. And I could just like see the poor kid driving, just like Jesus.
I was kind of scared that like the friend in the trunk passed out.
Oh, yeah.
And he was open, and he's like. Dead.
I think there was another one I shared on my podcast. I mean my YouTube channel. So up till middle school, don't look at me like crazy.
Well, when you get excited like that, all right,
up till middle school, I would hear voices coming, not from my head.
I was about to say, okay, hold on.
Alex,
what have you gotten us into?
All that training.
Are you hearing
all that training? Well, until middle school, I wasn't a trainee, but you know, every time that I would be in bed and like I would be awake, that's when I would hear these voices.
Mm.
So it wasn't coming from my neighbors or people. Yeah. I would be alone at home and I would hear them. They would giggle. It was mostly female voices. So I think it was the fact that when I was a child, my superstition, like powers were kind of up there. So I would hear interdimensional beings.
Well, they say kids can hear that other side.
That's why, you were 10 and I was like 6. What happened to you guys?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I feel left out.
I told the spirits to leave me alone. I didn't want to be bothered.
That could be possible too.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Have you guys had sleep paralysis?
I have.
I had it every day.
It was terrifying.
It is.
Have you ever had that feeling when you're sleeping? This might be part of it. I'm not sure, but like you're looking and everything seems like it's really, really far away.
No.
Like the end of your bed looks like no, like I mean like super like a mile away. You've never had that experience?
Back of your head.
It's no, it really is. It's the weirdest thing. Like I've had that happen where I'm like this, I can't really move.
Oh, that's sleep paralysis. Yeah.
But no, but everything looks super far away to me.
Oh, it could be, yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. Haven't happened in a while, but I've had that happen once or twice.
It used to happen to me often.
Same.
And when it was happening, I will say to caveat it, I was working like 3 jobs.
Oh, wow.
So I was just always extremely, extremely tired. But I remember the first time it happened, I was laying in my bed and I don't know what woke me up, but something woke me up. And then I noticed I couldn't move. I couldn't move my head. I couldn't yell. I couldn't like do anything. I was sleeping next to my girlfriend at the time, and I was like, like trying to yell to get her to like snap me out because I didn't know what was happening. Mm. But I could see my room. I could see her sleeping, and I'm just stuck. Like, I can't move.
She break up with you after that?
No.
No.
No. But I like got up and then like I woke her up and I was like, I don't know what just happened. My heart was beating extra fast. Mm. I didn't know what happened. And I was like, I woke up and I couldn't move.
Mm. Sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
Scary. I had an uncle that said that it's a demon on your chest.
I read that too. Mm. And I also read that you're just extremely tired, that you're like body wakes up.
Science says that you're just tired.
Yeah. But yeah.
Instagram says.
So you demons.
Demons.
Have you guys astral projected?
No. Mm. Never have done that.
She's like, what is this topic?
Have you, Los? I feel like you've astral projected.
No, I'm not. No.
Wow.
Have you?
Officially, once when I was a child, I guess your soul comes out from your body, and then you just like walk around the room, and I would see different people in my house, in my apartments. Whoa. And then I just snap back. But yeah, that was one.
Could you ever get lost from your body?
I heard that you can. That's why some people go into coma, but I don't know if that's a rumor or not.
Yeah.
But I heard you just snap back.
I've had like an out of body experience on acid. I don't know if I was astral projecting, but
what is that?
It's a different thing.
Which part? Like, acid?
Yeah. Out of body.
Oh, like where it felt like I was like, I guess bird's eye view of everything. Ooh. Like where I was like
watching it
happen from above.
Last question. Yeah. Do you guys believe in aliens? If so, have you seen UFOs?
I am positive that I saw a UFO leave the water off of
whoa.
Where was that? It was during the red tide too. Remember red tide where the bioluminescent algae was out here? Me and my friend were down at the beach and I saw a craft come up out of the water. Fly across and then go back in the water.
Were you on
for sure? Something? But I was.
It's a valid question.
That is a good question and valid. But I have done enough substances at this point where I know how to handle my shit, and like I wasn't at a place where I was, you know, prone to.
And your friend saw it too.
Yeah. No, we both saw it.
They were probably both on something.
Well, we were, but that again.
The government again said.
Well, no, they released footage of it. No, it's real.
They said that their UFOs exist and they've known about them for a while.
That was also the first time I saw the moon set. I've never seen the moon disappear, like set like the sun. And so that happened that night too. So
big night for you.
Big night for me.
Nice. Maybe those things actually make you take away the filter we have.
I feel like there's something to that for sure. Yeah. Like I think it does make you. It definitely shifts your perception of reality. I don't advocate for everybody to do it. I do think that it can be a very helpful tool.
I think it would be kind of cocky.
Yeah, to think that we're the peak, only thing.
Like
we're the tip of the spear.
I think it would be kind of like cocky. And maybe
it's very arrogant.
Maybe let's just flirt with the cockiness for a second. But maybe the aliens are actually a future version of what we are going to make. Because think about it, all the humans from way back then were bigger. there were, you know, a lot more bone density. Mm-hmm. If we keep coming up with technology, maybe we would evolve to the point where our eyes get bigger. Be like this with big eyes. Our brain gets bigger. Yeah. There won't be any use for our muscles because we have machines. Mm. So then maybe we get all skinny and then our head's huge because we're so smart.
Their future
is an alien.
it's just me with a big head and big eyes.
I've seen one.
That's all it is.
But they actually project that we potentially would look like what we would think of an alien off of our evolution. Obviously, yeah. This is mm-hmm. millions and millions of years in the future if we survive. But maybe it's a future version of us trying to come down and save us from bombing the world.
Interstellar. I like South Park's take on aliens.
What is that?
That Earth's like a big reality show that aliens watch, and that we're on the edge of being canceled at any given moment.
I like that too.
And then if we get canceled, they just blow up Earth.
That's it.
Well, yeah, it's a good episode.
Wow. I love South Park.
But no, I do definitely think that I agree with you. Like I think that it's insane to think that in this entire universe, we are the only living beings, and that we have the market cornered on technology and just this. Like, there's no way. Yeah. There's something smarter out there for sure.
I mean, there's obviously life. I think, the question is whether it's intelligent life.
I'm pretty sure I've met an alien.
Okay.
Whoa.
Which, it was in Vegas.
Okay.
And there's a particular hotel where this guy who's been in like the secret stuff, you know, said that a lot of aliens come. I had a friend
who
was very, very spiritual, and she talks to aliens. And like with her, I went to this hotel so, you know, we could have fun. I thought it was a joke that we would see
you
things.
You went down there, like, we're gonna see an alien.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah. And then she says that she sees someone that is not of a human origin in a human body. And I felt it too. When this woman was passing by, her eyes glow red. So I was like, is it her? And she's like, yes. She tried to talk to this person telepathically. And this person was telling my friend, leave me alone. We don't want to be talked to. Like, whoa, but then she was like, I know who you are. I know who you are. So there's
your friend said it to the alien?
Yeah, telepathically. And then I was like, this could be a joke. So I turned around. And then that alien lady kept looking back at her like this.
Are you sure your friend wasn't just being weird and like...
Were you guys on something?
Like no, I saw her like, and she was like...
This lady was just like, why are y'all looking at me?
That lady was like, you know, gambling. Yeah. She starts looking what back at my friend like this. Yeah. So I knew, confirmed, like, it could be possible.
Could you be an alien and not know it?
I don't know. But the people who are there, they know.
Tell me, Alex.
Maybe you are. Yeah.
Maybe
disguised.
I am. I don't know. I mean, if you didn't know it, then how would
convinced
you
that you're a hologram,
know it?
So
that's are they?
Yes.
That's really funny.
Wait, what
you ever
happened?
Seen those comments? They're convinced that you're a hologram.
What?
They are convinced.
Who is they?
You're there.
Who
you're
are
Los
they?
Hive.
A hol.
That tattoo does look interesting.
How could they possibly think I'm a hologram?
I think it was like they don't believe that you're a real person.
I can see that.
Okay. Well,
you're special.
I'll take that as a compliment. You guys are weird. One of my favorite movies was Flight of the Navigator. Do you remember that movie?
No, I never.
It was like a 12-year-old kid that somehow this alien that was going around the world like collecting cool stuff like pulled up on him and was like, you want to like hang out with me and ride around my spacecraft for a little while?
He did.
And it was awesome. Would you ride with an alien?
I would.
She definitely would.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's it. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank
it was so nice to meet
us.
You guys.
Thank you for having
and
us.
Alex.
Yeah, it was fun.
Thank you,
that
guys.
That was fun.
I'm about to go do some research on astral projection.
Yeah, I know. My brain, like, I feel like, why am I the only person sitting here?
Doesn't have a ghost story.
Yeah.
Doesn't ghost story, doesn't astral project.
Yeah.
Who are you? Doesn't
do the sleep paralysis thing. Yeah, it sounds horrible.
No, it's terrible.
I'm glad I didn't do that one. But
that's good.
It's not fun.
See you guys. Thank you.
Oh, my God.